Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
When I was 3 and Bailey 4, we had arrived in the musty little town wearing tags on our wrists which instructed to whom it may concern that we were Marguerite and Bailey Johnson Jr. from Long Beach, California, en route to Stamps, Arkansas, care of Mrs. Annie Henderson. Our parents had decided to put an end to their calamitous marriage, and Father had shipped us home to his mother. A porter had been charged with our welfare. He got off the train the next day in Arizona, and our tickets were pinned to my brother's inside coat pocket. I don't remember much of the trip, but after we reached the segregated southern part of the journey, things must have looked up. Negro passengers, who always traveled with loaded lunch boxes, felt sorry for the poor little motherless darlings and plied us with cold fried chicken and potato salad. Years later, I discovered that the United States had been crossed thousands of times by frightened black children traveling alone to their newly affluent parents in northern cities or back to grandmothers in southern towns when the urban North reneged on its economic promises. The town reacted to us as its inhabitants had reacted to all things new before our coming. It regarded us a while without curiosity, but with caution, and after we were seen to be harmless and children, it closed in around us as a real mother embraces a stranger's child, warmly, but not too familiarly. We lived with our grandmother and uncle in the rear of the store. It was always spoken of with a capital S, which she had owned some 25 years. Early in the century, Mama, we soon stopped calling her grandmother, sold lunches to the sawmen in the lumber yard, East Stamps, and the seed men at the cotton gin, West Stamps. Her crisp meat pies and cool lemonade, when joined to her miraculous ability to be in two places at the same time, assured her business success. From being a mobile lunch counter, she set up a stand between the two points of fiscal interest and supplied the workers' needs for a few years. Then she had the store built in the heart of the Negro area. Over the years, it became the lay center of activities in town. On Saturdays, barbers sat their customers in the shade on the porch of the store, and troubadours on their ceaseless crawlings throughout the South leaned across its benches and sang their sad songs of the Brazos while they played juice harps and cigar box guitars. During the picking season, my grandmother would get out of bed at 4 o'clock. She never used an alarm clock, and creak down to her knees and chant in a sleep-filled voice, "Our Father, thank you for letting me see this new day. Thank you that you didn't allow the bed I lay on last night to be my cooling board, nor my blanket, my winding sheet. Guide my feet this day along the straight and narrow, and help me to put a bridle on my tongue. Bless this house and everybody in it. Thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen." Before she had quite risen, she called our names and issued orders and pushed her large feet into homemade slippers and crossed the bare, lye-washed wooden floor to light the coal oil lamp. The lamplight in the store gave a soft make-believe feeling to our world, which made me want to whisper and walk about on tiptoe. The odors of onions and oranges and kerosene had been mixing all night and wouldn't be disturbed until the wooden slat was removed from the door and the early morning air forced its way in with the bodies of people who had walked miles to reach the pickup place. Sister, I'll have 2 cans of sardines. I'm going to work so fast today, I'm going to make you look like you're standing still. Let me have a hunk of cheese and some soda crackers. Just give me a couple of them fat peanut patties. That would be from a picker who was taking his lunch. The greasy brown paper sack was stuck behind the bib of his overalls. He'd used the candy as a snack before the noon sun called the workers to rest. In those tender mornings, the store was full of laughing, joking, boasting, and bragging. One man was going to pick 200 pounds of cotton, and another 300. Even the children were promising to bring home 4 bits and 6 bits. The champion picker of the day before was the hero of the dawn. If he prophesied that the cotton in today's field was going to be sparse and stick to the bowls like glue, every listener would grunt a hearty agreement. The sound of the empty cotton sacks dragging over the floor and the murmur of waking people were sliced by the cash register as we rang up the 5-cent sales. If the morning sounds and smells were touched with the supernatural, the late afternoon had all the features of the normal Arkansas life. In the dying sunlight, the people dragged rather than their empty cotton sacks. Brought back to the store, the pickers would step out of the backs of trucks and fold down dirt disappointed to the ground. No matter how much they had picked, it wasn't enough. Their wages wouldn't even get them out of debt to my grandmother, not to mention the staggering bill that waited on them at the white commissary downtown. The sounds of the new morning had been replaced with grumbles about cheating houses, weighted scales, snakes, skimpy cotton, and dusty rose. In later years, I was to confront the stereotype picture of gay song-singing cotton pickers with such inordinate rage that I was told even by fellow blacks that my paranoia was embarrassing. But I had seen the fingers cut by the mean little cotton bowls, and I had witnessed the backs and shoulders and arms and legs resisting any further demands.
WeTalk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started WeTalk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, it is WeTalkRadio.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Happy Black History Month to everybody out there. I'm so excited and delighted that you guys are coming in on the phone lines, that's coming in on the network tonight. It's the E-Man After Show. Welcome back, welcome back. We are in the building on tonight. I'm so appreciative of all of you that's coming in on the phone lines and on the network over here on WeTalk Radio Network. Man is in the building. Hello, man.
Hello, hello. Happy Sunday to everyone.
Happy Sunday evening to everyone out there. Yes. Welcome to another episode of the E-Man After Show.
Welcome, welcome.
Well, boy, I tell you.
Yes.
Man, it is, we're broadcasting down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and it's been one of them crazy days today, huh? I'm talking about with the weather. One minute the sun is shining, and the next minute it's sprinkling.
Sprinkling.
We want to thank all of you guys that's joining us by way of the network over here on WeTalk Radio Network. Man, happy, happy, what is this? Happy Help me out over there, man. Didn't you read your note? Black History Month to everybody.
Well, honestly, I did not know which direction you were going. So, but yes, happy Black History Month to everyone. And also American Heart Month.
Yeah, February is the month of Black History Month. We celebrate Black History Month and American Heart Month, in the month of February.
Right.
So, to all of you out there, go get your heart checked.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to just wait to February, but for some particular reason, they just recognize that's this month. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so we want all of you guys out there, be aware of your heart, go get checked out. Well, right. We're back in the E-Man and the Men, the studios tonight. We're around the domino table. Man, it's 2024 and it's our first Bible study.
It is.
And 2024, we call it Bible study on the E-Man After Show, Back to the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing Bible study over here on tonight on this great network. And so, man, to all of you guys that's joining us by the way of the network and by way of the phone lines, welcome to www.wetalkradio.com. We're on all social media. Man, we're on so many other different platforms. And, Mandy, just help me out with a few of them over there.
Okay. So we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Listen, you can download those apps and you can listen to us live right now. I love listening on Spotify.
Right.
We want to appreciate all of you guys that join us each and every Sunday night. Then we have a YouTube channel. You can follow us on our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to We Talk Radio Network. That's all in one word. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, how do they do that?
So you would just hit that subscribe button. Also, do not forget to hit the notification bell so you can be notified when We Talk Radio Network family upload new content.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys doing that. Shout out to Miss Kia D.
Shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Hello, Miss Kia Davis. Shout out to you. I know she's been traveling. She's probably on the road somewhere, out of town somewhere. She sent her love, and she's listening to her own network.
Right.
Yeah, this is African American History Month. This is a Black-owned network over here.
It is.
And we want to thank Miss Kia D. She allows us to sit here every Sunday night.
Yes.
Yes. And so shout out to you, Miss Davis. You get a minute, call in, and we'll say hello to you on your network tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, me and Mandy just so peacock proud, man. Over here, this is where we listen.
We talk.
We listen.
And we take action.
For sure that. Shout out to Southern Soul artists around the Globe Radio Network.
Yeah.
I want to shout out to you guys over there. They're listening on the other side. Actually, I believe I got a disclaimer to do. I believe the network over there is down. Took a hit.
Mm-hmm.
They're having some technical difficulties over there. But you should be able to go on and listen to the E-Man After Show. But you can go to, www.SouthernSoulArtistsAroundTheGlobeRadio.com, all in one word.
Okay.
You'll see the E-Man Show emblem. Just click on that. You can listen to us live right now.
Right.
Over there on SouthernSoulArtistsAroundTheGlobeRadio.com. We want to appreciate all of you guys. The time ticker is going off. The phone lines are lighting up tonight. Hope you have had a blessed day on today. Man, we have had a blessed day on today. We want to appreciate all of you guys that's joining us. We're giving people time to come in on the network. The network is lighting up. The time ticker is going off. The phone lines are lighting up. We're back for another year of Bible study on the E-Man After Show.
Yes.
This is a segment we started on last year and was a great segment, and people wanted it back. So every first Sunday of the month, we're going to bring men and women of God on here to teach the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Just been a great, great segment over here. People want it, people like it, and so it's just our endeavor this year just to bring different ones on so we can, those of you missed church today,
mm-hmm.
you didn't get to stream your church, or you didn't make it into the house of the Lord, or for whatever reason, you can join the E-Man After Show every first Sunday night. We got some word for you.
That's right.
Yes, and we normally, ladies and gentlemen, do a segment over here called Encouragement for the Soul. We'll bypass that segment on tonight. And why? Because we have a Bible study teaching tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Pull up around the radio. Come on in. Get your Bible. Get you something to drink. Come on in, because we got
a great teacher
on tonight that's going to be teaching us the Word of God on tonight.
Me too.
Man, I'm just peacock proud and high and happy and yellow footed lady. I'm going to try to use some big words for tonight, man. We got the bishop with us tonight, man.
We do.
Yes, man. We got Bishop Fred Thomas Jr. He's hanging out with us on tonight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's Bishop Fred W. Thomas Jr.
Bishop Fred. H.W. Thomas Jr.
Yeah, he'll be teaching us the word of God on tonight. So we want you guys to call up a friend. Tell them the E-Man After Show is on the air.
Yes.
And they doing Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't never get enough of that word, right?
That's right.
Yes. And so we want you guys to sit back. You know, you probably have had a long day. You probably sit back relaxing now. You know, got you. I know the Grammys is on.
Mm-hmm.
You got those that's out there listening, watching the Grammys. You know, we watched the Black Grammys last night, man.
We
watched what was the Griot Awards with Byron Allen. You know, he has the network, the Griot Network.
Mm-hmm.
And last night they had the war show on last night. Lottie Dottie and everybody. Boy,
mm-hmm.
they had so many honorees over there on that network on last night. So shout out to Mr. Byron Allen.
Right.
Just doing the doggone thing. But to all of you that's listening to just watching the Grammys tonight, it's on.
Mm.
You might want to turn your TV down and get you some word. Yeah. Well, we see you guys coming in. We're giving people time to come in. I see our teacher standing by on the line tonight. But, man, we want to appreciate you guys. And, Mandy, I'm gonna let you tell the listeners over there on We Talk Radio Network and Southern. So just a little bit about Bishop Fred, you know, and just before we bring him in.
Okay.
Yes, the phone lines are lighting up. The time ticker is going off. Man, we just excited tonight to sit back and listen, man, to what God gonna say to us through this word.
We are excited.
Yeah. So tell our listeners, man, just a little bit about Bishop Fred.
Oh, absolutely. So Bishop Dr. Fred W. Thomas Jr. has been serving as a messenger of God for over 20 years. He began preaching in 1983 under the covering of Pastor Michael Graves of Temple Baptist Church in Nashville, Tennessee. He received his ministerial license in 1987 under the Pentecostal Assembly of the World and was ordained in 2004 from World Christianship Ministries. In 2007, he accepted the call of the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Called as a prophet of God, his life is dedicated to prayer, preaching, evangelizing, teaching, and showing the world how to love God and worship him in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop Fred Thomas and his wife, Tambra Thomas, mm-hmm. they are the proud founders of FISH Network, which is the acronym meaning Fellowship of Integrating Souls to Heaven.
Fellowship of Integrating Souls to Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome. So we have him on tonight. Man, we just peacock proud once again to
we
have
are.
Him to stop by the E-Man After Show. His wife taught last year, Dr. Tamara Thomas, she taught
did.
Us last year.
Conduit of Change.
Yeah, Conduit of Change. You know,
uh-huh.
they are a dynamic duo over there.
They are.
We want to appreciate them and thank God that he's using them in these yet-to-be United States, you know, mm-hmm. in this day and time that we're living in. Because, boy, I tell you. It's kind of a little crazy out here, man.
Right.
Yeah, but to all of you that's coming in on the phone lines, to you that's texting me over there on Southern Soul, I believe the network took a hit for, I think it was raining in that area. And a lot of times, you know, the network can take a hit. So you can call us here at 563-999-3456. You can listen live that way.
Yes.
You can listen to live to the link that's out there, or you can go to We Talk Radio Network. You can go to Southern Soul Network and chime in, but I believe the networks have took a hit. So call us up and you can sit here and listen live, because man, we got a word for you on tonight.
Yeah.
We have had a blessed day on today over at the Potter's House. Bishop Jakes, our pastor, he said a word on today, selected silence. He talked about that on today, and I want to thank God for the bishop. You know, I'm gonna always give Bishop Jakes a shout out, you know what I'm saying, Mandy? And so we want to appreciate you guys that's joining us by way of the phone lines.
We
on
do.
The...
We appreciate you guys for joining in.
Yes. And so, Mandy, I'm trying to give people a chance to come in. They come in. I think I held them long enough. I think they...
Right.
They
Listen, said... we are anticipating a word from the Lord tonight, okay?
Yes. thank you, Dr. Fred. He hit option one. I'm trying to scroll down and get all these numbers. And so to all of you that's standing by tonight, this is what we do on a... First Sunday of the night, the man and woman of God, they come on and teach.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any questions that you might want to ask about the teaching, we'll kind of like do it at the end, you know.
Yes.
And we'll bring you, all you guys got to do is hit option one. That's number one on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll bring you in if you have any questions for Bishop Thomas that's teaching tonight. If not, me and Mandy, we'll do a wrap up.
We will.
Yes. And so, Mandy, without further ado, you know, drum roll, please.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
I started to make some weird noise, but yeah, I thought about it.
But this host I got over here, boy.
She is in relaxation mode, ready to hear the word, okay?
Yes, well, we want to thank all of you. Shout out to all of you guys that taught us. You know what's ironic, Mandy?
Mm.
We had Deacon Fred Bell from the Loving Fellowship. He taught us last year. He started us out in February last year.
He did.
And then this year we got Bishop Fred Fred Thomas.
We do.
We end up with two Freds at the beginning. This may be something to that, huh?
All right now.
I don't know, but
all right.
You know, but we glad tonight. We just excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us on tonight. But Amanda, without further ado, to the listeners, without further ado, that's chiming in all around the globe. Thank you guys for listening to the E-Man After Show each and every Sunday night.
Right.
We want to appreciate you guys and your support. But, man, let's see if we can bring Bishop Fred Thomas in. Last four numbers, 7409, I believe that's his number. Bishop Fred, hello, sir. How are you?
Praise the Lord, my brother, my son. How you can hear me?
We can hear you.
We can hear you. How are you tonight, sir?
I am blessed.
You blessed. I feel you. Well, we blessed, black, and highly favored over here, you know. This is Black History Month. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir. Well, we want to appreciate you tonight taking your time out on your busy schedule to stop by the E-Man After Show and to deliver us a word, you know, on tonight. Well, sir, we just, Dr. Amanda, she's sitting over there.
Yes, how are you tonight, Bishop Fred?
Praise him, my daughter. How you doing?
I'm doing well. We're so happy to have you on tonight. We are anticipating a word from the Lord.
Well, here's the word from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You had a blessed day on today. Well, you said you had a blessed day on today. Been one of those relaxing days for you, sir?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Great.
Now, you woke now, right? You ready? You woke
down
a little relaxed, Bishop, Prophet.
Yes,
sir.
We just warming you up a little bit.
Yeah, that's what we do over here to relax you real good. Well, thank you for coming on the E-Man After Show. You know, we were sharing with the listener. Your wife talked last year, y'all a dynamic duel, and glad to have you to start us off in 2024.
Yes.
You know, we all want more in 2024.
That's right.
And we yes, sir. Well, Bishop, this is how we kind of normally do this. You know, we'll get ready to turn you loose and you can go on your own way. You know, me and Amanda will be sitting back in the cut. We'll chime in every now and then and say amen or something like that. But you got all the way up to 11 o'clock. Like I shared, you don't have to teach to 11, but you got up to 11 if you like. And if not, you know, when you finish, we'll come back in. And if anybody have any questions, we'll bring them in at the end of the teaching, so they won't interrupt you. And then if not, me and Amanda are summing up with you and just kind of go from there.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're excited tonight, and so we're getting ready to turn this show over to you. You know, we got our Bibles out. We putting everything on pause, and as the old folk would say back in the church, let the Lord use. It's all yours, Bishop.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, my son. My daughter, we give all glory and honor and praise to God tonight. Father, in the mighty name of God, we lift up the name of Jesus because that's the name we serve. Lord, bless every man and woman on the line today, far and near, Lord. Let me hear what you have to say from your son, your servant, mouthpiece.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, if there is anything going on in their life, we send healing, we send deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
We see peace and joy right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
You can send the word. We can speak the word. Let them be calm in the situation they're going through. Whatever storm, let them be calm.
Yes.
Because you are Ayadoroboshia. Yeah, because you are Ayadoroboshia. Yeah. You are in control of that storm. You are in control of that storm. You know all about it when they were praying. You know all about it when they go. Lord, help them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, forgive us anything that we did not trust you with.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, go on your own way, sir.
No, but I know I can. We give all the glory and honor to God tonight and to my lovely First Lady.
Yes.
Doctor, bishop, pastor, teacher, Tamara Thomas, because she is a doctor, a real one. And we get on
medical doctor, yes.
And it's a privilege and an honor to speak to those online tonight. It's always a privilege. I'm just going to share a little bit about myself, then we're going to get in this word. I am a father.
Yes.
Now, I got to correct something. I ain't been minister 20-some years. I've been minister 40 years.
That's your daughter reading that over there.
That was on the note. Bishop, that was on our note.
I've been minister over 40 years.
Amen.
So I just got here. You know, I know a lot of people go to school, and I tell them I don't put school down, but God just took me up the ranks that way.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I thank God for that. And not only that, I am been married to my wife, I said 24 years, we have 25th year, had a prior marriage to that, so I'm not scared to say anything, because I like to be transparent as a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
I got three kids, but I only got two now. One of them, my only son passed in 2022 of a disease, so
yeah.
At 35 years of age, so believe me, I understand a lot more, and I'm learning how to understand more.
Oh, yeah,
I got eight
yeah.
grandkids.
Oh,
thank God
yeah.
for them. All my godchildren and two over here, right here on this line. I got godchildren, I got godchildren overseas. So God used me and my wife miraculously. Everywhere
yeah.
we go, we got people who calls us all the time asking for prayer. Because
mm-hmm.
they know we are prayer warriors.
Yes.
Well, tonight we're going to get into it. I don't know if I'm going to finish all this tonight. I'm just telling you right now.
Take your time. Take your time. You got up to 11 o'clock. At least
yeah.
5 minutes till 11.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to come out of Revelation 1,
oh,
5.
Okay. You're going to hit us hard tonight, huh? Okay.
Come on.
Revelation come on with it.
1, 5, and 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler
mm-hmm.
over the kingdom of the earth, to mm-hmm. him who loved us and watched us from our sins in his own blood.
Yes.
Made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
I
want
to read that one more time. It says, he made us kings and priests to his God and the Father, to him be glory, dominion, forever and ever. I want to talk to the man tonight, as well to women, because I want you women to just listen. Men, if there is a priest in the house, is there
yeah,
a priest in the house?
Oh, yes.
Is there a priest in the house? This is what the writer is saying in Revelation. God called a priest and king. See, we are to honor God and direct our house the way he would direct it, how he would direct it. And how are we going to know direct it if we don't read our word and we don't study our word and we don't ask him to guide us, to lead us, to direct us? Now, some people say, well, that's married. No, that's single too. Because you might not be married, but you still can be a priest in your neighborhood. In your community, you know, people looking up to you, you know, for the doing the right thing. Because righteousness is always right. It's always righteousness. So is there a priest in the house? Are you a priest of the house? Because when you're a priest of the house, you do things as God would have done it. Now we know over the years, we have a lot of physical, verbal abuse of our women's. And that ain't no priest. That ain't no king. A king do not treat his queen in no kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
A king and a priest do not treat the one he loves any kind of way. He treat him like God loves him. Some people say, I ain't got there yet. Well, you might not even be ready yet. We ain't got there because it takes God to make the marriage. See, when you, like, what about being free and king in your house, when you get married, God put bestow a charge on you as the man of your house. And I ain't talking about ruling with violence, ruling with negativity, abuse. I'm talking about ruling with humility. Showing your wife. I like to ask all your men online, how many of y'all pray in front of your wife? How many of y'all wives seen y'all pray? Even some single men. How many women have seen you pray? And man, just encouraging. One thing I can tell you about my wife is that if that freeze out, when she first met me over 24 years ago, she knew I was a praying man. When she talked to me on the phone, she knew that I was a praying man. When she met me, she said, this man right here love praying. This man like my house. See, I came through the trenches. I came through the, I ain't just got here, you know, and I'm still learning. Don't get twisted. I'm still learning. But I learned enough that now that I said, okay, Lord, what direction I need to go with my family? What direction I need to go, Lord? Now, look at here. Now, it says, that's the priest in the house. It says, oh, okay. Where you believe it, receive it, live it, or know it, you are a priest. Now, where you believe it, you receive it, or you live it, or you know it, you're a priest. What the word is saying, number six, you are a priest and king. The Bible says you are a priest and king. You can believe it, or receive it, or live it, or know it. It's the job of the priest, the job of a priest or minister, not only to the Lord, but also to the one entrusted to his care. Not only you minister to the Lord, but the one he entrusted to your care. Now, we got some single men might be online. Guess what? You might got a nephew. You might got a child, your son. He should see the man. We talk about Black History Month this month. But one thing these young men need to see, they need to see a man of God stand on the word of God, stand true, and don't bow down for no one. And good that you know your Black history. It's good that you know who. Same way with Cajun man. Same way with Asian man. Same way with Hispanic man. They all got history too. But when it comes to the history of Christ, man, they should see it. If you're a teacher, when you walk in the class, they should see God in you. You know, people say, how are they going to say, your walk? You're a priest and the king. If you're an engineer, they should see it. You're a manager, they should see it. You're a CEO. If you're a business owner, they should see it, that you're a priest and king. You ain't got to tell nobody because you wear it. I told Bokoshata. You wear it. You ain't. Nobody ain't got to tell you. You wear it. You exemplifying. Is that a priest in the house? Your children, your wife and children should know that you are the priest and the king, but also you are the protector. You are the provider. Now, some people, everybody don't make the same amount of money. We know that everybody ain't got the same amount of wages and salary. That's okay. Because when you trust in God, he can take that little bit and multiply it. He did in John. He took the little boy lunch, two fish and five loaves, and multiplied. If he can do that for them, that time, he can do it right now in 2024. Take what you have and multiply it. Because one thing the word of God said, David said, I never seen a righteous forsaken. Neither see bare breed. The righteous. Women want to see today a man calling on Jesus. Women want to see you in that posture of praying and studying your word. Don't you know women, when they see a man And they just don't say a man. It's a man of God that love God. Everybody has the same level. That's all right. That's okay. But you, even you got to start little by little. See, one thing about it, when you go to school, you got, before you get to first grade, you go to kindergarten. So you have to go, some people got to go to kindergarten. Other people going to first grade. Other people going to second grade and so on, on up. Everybody ain't at the same level. Every man. But we got some young men today that need to see that king and priest in you. You know, I know we got political uprising, uproar, whatever word you want to use. We got killing everywhere. But when we stand at men of God, I know this Black History Month, but when we stand at men of God and stand on the truth, see, one thing about the truth, we're going to always be the truth. The Bible says in John, the Lord said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. Guess what? If you got the Spirit of God, you got all that in you. You the way people are looking for. You the truth people are looking for. You the life. But it's all in Christ. That's why there's a priest. Is there a priest in the house? Let me go next. One thing about priests and the king, he going to lead you in prayer. And he going to lead you to study the word of God. You are the leader of your house. Even you're a single man, and you be around other men, and some of them might not want to do it, but hey, you are the leader to lead them. You know, hey, man, you ain't got to read a big old long scripture or a chapter. You can take one scripture and dissect it. Any of y'all ever took biology in school? I know some of y'all have because I had it in seventh grade, biology. And you had to dissect a frog. You know, that's just like the word. You dissect it. You dissect it. So you got to dissect the word of God. You know, you can take one script and dissect it. You know, and when you get through, everybody going to get a different part and different revelation of it. That don't mean you wrong, he wrong. They just got a different revelation of it. Oh, I'm going to have some men right here. I love this one. Priest of the house must pray for his wife. Priest of the house must pray for your wife. All the priests online, you need to pray for your wife and your children. Hey, when they go out that door, or even they working from home, you need to pray for them. My wife tell you, I pray for her all the time. My wife says, pray. I mean, texting my wife, praying for my wife. You know, don't get me wrong. We ain't had our challenges, because we have. Whether you've been 20, 30, 40, 50, something, you still have your challenges. We have. But we learn as a man of God, as a priest and king of my house, I got to do it, and she got to see it, you know, not be a spectator, but see what God is doing in me. I like this one. Prayer produces intimacy. When you intimacy with your Lord and Savior, it's nothing like it. When you have a conversation with him and he have a conversation with you, and more, he have a conversation with you. You in that war room. I don't know if some of y'all ever watched that picture called a war room. But when you in that, your space, you know, I told my wife I want to do something called a man cave. You know, every man want their own man cave. Do something with, you know, we just get together and just, you know, you can talk about sports. You can talk about hunting, fishing. In politics, I mean, you can agree in politics, in sports, you can agree to disagree without arguing, without fighting. Everybody got their own opinion about different things. But if one opinion you can't have, it's the word of God. The word of God is not opinionated. It's the truth. You know, that's why the devil, why you think the devil come at men more than he come at women? He go get the women, but he don't want you to be what God called you to be, or you what God want, say you're supposed to be, because he already purposed you from the foundation of the world. When you came out of your mother womb, he already know what you're going to be before you did. He already knew what you're going to do before you did. Your mess up, your mistake, your failure, we all failed. We all messed up. But it takes God to straighten us up. I heard many years ago, he said, when I get myself together, you can't get yourself together. Only God can do that. So prayer produces intimacy. When you making love, some people say, man, when you making love to the Lord, Lord making love to you because he created you. If you go back to Genesis, and before the fall of Abram, he said, Abram, he said, in the cool of the day, he came down and commune, talk to an intimacy with Abel. That's one thing God want with us today. We got to, those who are older, those who are young, we got to show a young man, this is what God wants, that relationship with you and him. You and him. You become intimate with one to whom you pray. The one whom you pray and the one whom you pray. Let me read it again. You become intimate with the one to whom you pray, the one for whom you pray, and the one with you pray. The one with whom you pray. I'm sorry about that. Prayer and intimacy. Act 2 and 1. Let me go ahead. Acts 2 and 1. Acts 2 and 1. Yes. Acts 2 and 1.
Oh, yes.
Acts 2 and 1 says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all one accord in one place. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all one accord. If we as men would get on one accord in the spirit, mentally and physically come together, don't you know how much power we would have? Sometimes we don't even know how much power we would have. Because the Bible even said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. He even said, one can put 1,000 demons in flight. Two can put 10,000 in flight. That's why I say, we got to, when we see the crumbling of the house of God, well, the churches today. There's so many things going on. When we see crumbling going, hearsay, blaspheming, babbling, and talking about preachers and stuff like that, we got to come together and be one. One of the things God told us to do, we can't talk about another man, because when we talk about another man, guess what? You better look at yourself first. You can't talk about what this one doing or that one doing. I don't care how much money he got, how much money he don't have. I don't care what things he have, what things he doesn't have. Guess what? Ain't none of that stuff going to you to the grave. None of it. And guess what? Ain't none of them going to be when you meet the Heavenly Father one day. None of it. So where you have a mansion, okay, fine. Where you have a small hookah, everybody got their likes. You can't say what God bless one man will and another man will. See, that's God's business. One thing we got to learn how to do is stay out of God's business, let him out his business, and we have let him have what he's for him, we have what he told us to have. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Check this out. The prayer agreement brought power. The prayer agreement. That's one thing about being priests in the house. When men pray with his wife, he becomes intimate with her. In true spiritual prayer, the intimacy developed is far greater than physical union. It is in the spirit. What the word of God said, in some instances, they say in the marriage, in Genesis and in New, say when you begin married, y'all become one. You don't become one overnight, but you become one. As long as you stay together, you become one in spirit. I don't know about some of y'all who are married, but I can say this by myself. Me and my wife have been married long. Sometimes we finish each other's sentences. Sometimes she's thinking the same thing I'm thinking, and I don't even, and we come out, we're saying the same thing. We may say it in a different way, but we're saying the same thing. And this time we'll be on one accord, and we'll go get something. I said, oh, we got this. You know, and we was in the service this morning, one of the praise song they were singing, they were talking about gratefulness. And we read a daily word every day, man, huh? We read a daily word every day. And this morning it was talking about, let me find it right quick, rewired by gratitude. So one of the songs this morning they were singing in the assembly, it was gratitude. And me and my wife just got through reading about gratitude. So, you know, brothers, we become an intimacy with our wife. When a man pray with his wife, he become intimate with her. And true spirit prayer, intimacy develops far more great physical union. If you really want to be with your wife, then pray for her and with her. I like that. If you really want to be with your wife, then pray for her and with her. Don't only just pray, but pray for her and with her. Developing intimacy with him in the spirit that draws her to him. She identifies with his need and thus helps to meet that need. See, when you develop intimacy, she know how to meet your need. The Bible said in the beginning, she's a helpmate or a helpmeet. She there to help you. Guess what, brothers? You know, even though who's single, she's not from your back or front. She's not in the back or front. She on your side. Your rib is from your side. She's your rib. I'm missing the rib. I'm missing real. I don't know about y'all. But I got my real. And this even say, sexual relations are one thing, but spiritual union is another. Spiritual union. When you in tune, you and your wife spirit, you talking about, whoo, man, I mean, sometimes you can't explain it, you know, but it's the power of God between y'all become one. The family that prays together stays together. I know some of y'all heard that. The family that prays together stays together. And that is a true statement. Let's go back when I was growing up. When I was growing up, my parents prayed together. I'm blessed to have my father there and my mom, along with brothers and sisters, grandmama, granddaddy. See my granddaddy. But my grandmamas. But I think they were gone when we were growing up. But just think about your granddad and grandma that went, y'all growing up, some of the old stuff they used to say. And it did not make sense to you. Now, y'all know that stuff did not make sense to you. Until you got a little older and say, okay. You know, I think a lot of stuff started making sense to me when I hit past 50. I'm past 50 now, brother. I'm 65, so I'm past 50. So a lot of things, when I hit 50, you know, it's not, I mean, your 20s, okay, you find yourself. 30, you still ain't there. 40, but when you get 50, it's like a light bulb here. You see differently than when you was in your 40s, your 30s. Your 20s, you ain't do things different. And I tell people that all the time, when you get that certain age, you know, your intellect should change. Your path should change. Your goal gonna change. So is that priest in the house? Are you teaching your kids about the prince that's in them, You're teaching your daughter about the princess that's in her. Have you taught that? Because they are. If you're a king, your wife's a queen, they are prince and princess. And they need to learn, you know, how things work in God's kingdom. Mm-hmm. Every woman prayed intimacy with some man. Everyone. By nature is to seek out alternate source. Now, you don't want that. Men who know their wives in prayer also know them in the living room, kitchen, and bedroom. Men who know their wives in prayer also know them in the living room, kitchen, and bedroom. When you know you got a strong relationship with your wife, oh, man, it's nothing like that. Yeah, y'all have y'all up in there. Yes, y'all bump heads. Yes, you always disagree. But guess what? You are still the king and priest of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? I don't care if she make more money than you. You're
right.
Still king and priest in your house.
Yes, sir.
Some people, you got to go on, brother, commission. But she's still king and priest of your house. Sometimes people look, well, my wife make more money. Hey, are you doing what you like doing? Are you doing the purpose God designed you to do? You know, because money come together. Money is just a byproduct. You need to do things. But your communication, I always tell young marriage, first two things you got to get come through before you hear all the other 10 things is your communication, because she'll communicate from A to Z. We'll communicate from A to B. And finance. We got their next finance. We want some extra. We put extra for her, extra for you. Make sure the other go for the bills. We put some for a vacation, for family, for you, for, you know, that's what you do. Mm. Oh, man, let me go on over here. Ministry is not just preaching. Ministry is prayer. When we know how to pray for our better half, our best half. I ain't gonna say better, our best half. He's a better half. No, that's my best half. Not my better, my best. Mm-hmm. Unless Christ is there to make a difference. See, in being a priest and being a king in your household, Christ got to make the difference. I mean, you might come home from a bad day of work. She might come home from a bad day of work. But you got to be the one that, okay, honey, if you got a little pet name, you know, you got to put yourself on the back burner because you are the priest and the king. And listen to her. Guess what? I believe when you get to listen to her, she going to listen to you. Honey, what's going on? You know, what's happened today to you on the job? One thing I would say to women, you know, you can't change a man. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. Men can change habit, but only God can change nature. Men can change habits. Yeah, we can change our habits, but only God can change that nature. You know, it's the Holy Spirit that we need. Only God can change the nature. You know, John 14:6. John 14:6. John 14:6. Okay. Oh, this one I said earlier. Let me just read 5, starting 5. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? He asked the question. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. See? The truth. The way, the truth, and the life lives in you through the Holy Spirit. The way, the truth, the life lives through you through the Holy Spirit. That's why I said, only God can change the nature. You know, men's always been put or led by God's spirit into being what God wants him to be. When you are put and led to in God's spirit, he going to direct you what you need to be, what he designed you to be. Whew. I tell young people all the time, we chasing out the money. Don't chase the money. Chase the purpose. Because whatever you're passionate about, that's the purpose. Well, your purpose about it, that's the passion. We've been chasing the money for so long. And I tell young people, even older people, they're 20, 30, 40, stop chasing the money. Chase the purpose. Because when you chase the purpose, guess what? The money going to come. You know, God has ordained you. You know, he wants his children. You know, God said the kingdom. We are in the kingdom of God. He didn't come back for a church. He come back for the kingdom. We are in the kingdom. That's why he said, I came back, because Adam again lost the kingdom because of sin. Adam was already in the kingdom. He had it, but God had come back, put it back into the kingdom. And he did that through the cross. He did that by dying rid and giving us his spirit, which in John said, you must be born again of water and spirit. So we are kingdom citizens. We are not church citizens. The place we go, you know, is a place we assemble to encourage one another, to uplift one another, to build one another up as men and women of God. That's where we go. And but the church, Pastor Doug, we said, the church had left the building. Me and my wife got so tickled, not this summer, last Sunday. He said the church had left the building. See, we think about churches before what? No, the church had left the building. See, when we get back out there into the workforce, our job, our position, our business, our independent contract, wherever you're self-employed, you are the church out there wherever you're at. Whoever you meet that day, you know, because you never know if God going to put in your pathway to be a blessing, or you to be a blessing, or they to be a blessing to you. You never know. Oh, I like this. It one says that priest in the house, women don't play God. We got a lot of women over the years trying to chain men, and that's just the truth. Well, if I get, no. I've been telling women, only God can change us. Only. He created us in his image, in his likeness. We are his priests and kings. Some of us ain't got there yet. But give God time. Let God handle it. Because he can change it. You know, let me go with this right quick. One, number one, two key steps I want to offer. Christmas lesson. Make sure you have forgiveness, your husband of all his sins. If a wife, if your husband did something, make sure you forgive him all his sins. Many wives do not forgive their husband. Many wives today do not forgive. They still holding him back. Without forgiveness, she holds his sin against him and by him. Forgiveness open, unforgiveness cold. Forgiveness release, unforgiveness bind. Forgiveness. Not say you're going to forget it, but forgiveness. Same with men. Forgiveness. Go both ways. So make sure you have forgiveness in your husband of all his sins. Number two, love him. Oh, man. I don't know. I want to say this. You know the old people used to say, come up. Man, you got to love that man. You got to love his old dirty jaw. Yeah, and I used to understand, I would be trying to understand what my grandparents said, because she washing his old dirty jaw, so you got to. I said, boy, some of my generation is gone. We here today, some of my grandparents and stuff, it's not here. Some of them might be still here. But some of the stuff that you said, you know, until you get over it makes sense. God formed for martial success. That's why I said, is there a priest in the house? And he said, 1 Peter 3:1-2. You know, 1 Peter 1:2. See, this being the king priest, is God telling how we run our house. You know, not with a rod, a bashing or putting down, but one of love. One of love. They love him. Like 1 Peter 3:1-2 says, wife, likewise, be submissive to your own husband, that even if some do not obey the word, they without the word may be won by the conduct of their wife. When they observe your chastening, conduct common by fear. I'm going to read it a different way. You wife, be submissive to your own husband, subordinate, not inferior, but out of respect. See, they doing this, submissive means respect, out of respect. And for the responsibility entrusted to the husband and the accountability to God. See, husband, you got responsibility entrusted to you. And you have accountability to God for that wife. And so partner with them so that even if do not obey the word of God, they may be won over to Christ without discussion by the godly lives of their wife. When they see your modesty and respect behavior, together with your devotion and appreciation, love your husband, encourage him, enjoy him as a blessing for God. Love your husband. Encourage him. And those men who are single, you know, love on God. Love on God. He is shot. You know, love on God. Eve first called Adam, help me. He said, she says, help me. That was God. I read that, I said, Lord. Men, the burden of proof is on you. God holds men responsible to become the priest of the house. Learn to minister to your wife. Let me read that. God holds the man responsible to become the priest of the house. The burden is on you. When you take on his bride, his wife, the burden is on you. You got to treat her according to God's word. A man ministers to his wife by giving her assurance, not insurance. I read that earlier. Not insurance, but assurance. Man ministers to his wife by giving her assurance. You give your wife assurance. Every woman needs to know she's unique and home to her man. Now, let me say that. Every woman needs to know she's unique to her man. Every woman. When you've been married 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, that woman, you know, you is unique to him. And that's why when we see a big divorce, people been married 20, 30 years, all of a sudden get divorced. You know, because they forgot it wasn't about the kids, it was about them two first. It wasn't about the kids. Kids came along. That was a bonus. That was a blessing. But you and the husband and wife, you got y'all first. That's why I said every woman needs to know she is unique to her man. Every woman, if you married, she should know you're unique to her. You are unique. My wife is unique to me. You assure your wife of your love when you tell her she's the one God wants you to have. Now, let me say that again. You assure your wife of your love when you tell her she is the one God wants you to have. Man, you're a priest. You're a priest and king in your house. Sometimes women ask, do you love me? I don't know if some of y'all ever said, do you love me? And sometimes we have done something to a woman and we got to go back. We got to go back and apologize. I can't tell you how many times I had to apologize to my wife and come back and apologize. Baby, I was wrong. You know, it take a real man to go back and say, honey, I was wrong. It take a real man to go back and say, honey, your way will be the best way. Sometimes we want to be right. Men love to be right. Now, we love to be right, but we are not always right. When we listen to our wives, the one that God gave, sometimes what God given them is to help us, not to hinder us, not to bash us, not to put us down, but to help us. Hmm. My wife helped me with my English all the time. I'm sorry, brother. Sometimes that old country words, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
And so, and I lived in Michigan 10 years, and I still got, and I've been in Texas about almost 40 years, it might be at 40, and I still got the country accent. So it just tickled, because I still say some words. And I tell people, in school, mm-hmm. I didn't like English. History and math were my favorite course. Mm-hmm. And later on, and in the past, men are priests. They must minister. Men are priests. They must minister. Mm-hmm. Marriage vow is a confession that calls commitment. A marriage vow is a confession that calls commitment. Another thing today, men do not want to commit. Those who are already married, you still got to commit. But there's a lot of men out here who live with a woman. Women live with them. But the thing about it, in hindsight, some of them women won't commit, but they still live with it and they haven't commit. You know, they want their cake and ice cream. You know, it's not going to work. You think, well, I've been shacking, I've been cohabitating. Is not going to work. That is a trick of the enemy to destroy that man through that woman because y'all doing it not the way God said. When you do it the way God said, it's ordained. And not only is ordained, it's blessed. That's why you become the king and priest of your house, because it's ordained. And the Bible even said, when a man findeth a wife, he finds a good thing and finds favor with God. Your favor is back because of her. Your favor because of her. Not you. When you shack and all that, that's not ordained. People say, man, you, no. I tell folks, I ask them, are you married? When you want to get married? I'm married. It ain't all about this big old lavish wedding. Marriage by both of y'all committing. And a lot of times, the men ain't ready to commit. And some women nowadays that's not even ready to commit. There's some women not even ready to commit. Lack of commitment is a major issue facing couples today. Lack of commitment is a major issue facing couples today. Many men feel they were coerced into marriage, but living there, or cornered by a circumstance. There's a lot of truth in that statement. There's a lot of men feel they were coerced into marriage, manipulated, and cornered. Especially when you stand in the limelight there and you make X amount of dollars. Women are going to come after you from every corner you in the south, the north, the east, and west. They're going to come all corner trying to get you to marry them or try and get you to have a baby before you can pay for them. You know, some of them ain't mad men. Some of them will just have your child, but you can pay for that child. The motive.
Mm.
The motive.
Mm-hmm.
Men, and not all men don't know who they are. Women don't even know who they are.
Mm.
Women do not know who they are, and that's why they down-dressing themselves. Dressing okay. Provocatively, they don't know they are a queen. You can't mm-hmm. say you're a queen when you allow this, all your body. Your body is going to be exposed nothing to, but to that man that you marry.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Oof. Hmm. Every husband needs to realize that the sacredness of marriage union is God. Highest priority in any marriage. Woo! And when I talk about you a priest and king, look what every husband needs to realize that the sacredness of marriage union is God's highest priority in any marriage. It's sacred. Marriage is sacred to God. It ain't just an obscure, it's sacred. Now, grant you, you might have one divorce, two divorces, you might have more. It come a time when you got to, okay, amen, let me, Lord, help me. Lord, you need to go back, Lord, help me. What I'm doing wrong. You know, and I realized one thing in early age, I realized, I think it was in my late 30s, I realized after being married to my kid, my 13, I realized, okay, after I got divorced, I said, okay, Lord, I'm not getting married again till I realize what I need to know. I need to know what I need to do. I need to be the man for that woman, spiritually, physically, and that, and be her protector, be her guardian, be the provider. I need to be that. Not if I make X amount of dollars. You know, a lot of times, because you can make X amount of dollars and get hurt or get sick. And where the money gonna go then? You only have one income. When you had two income, now you got one. So, in saying that, we gotta realize marriage ain't about money. Marriage is about commitment. Marriage is about union with not only with you and her, but with God as well. With God first. She got to have him first. You got to have him first. And y'all union got to come together with him first. One of my pastors years ago used to say marriage was 60-40. And I used to hear marriage coming up 50-50. I'm saying 50-50. It didn't sound right because each person, male or female, you're 100%. You ain't half a percent, you're 100%. God didn't make you a half percent. If God will make you a half percent, he just cut half your body off. Either you had the legs and no upper, or you had the upper and no legs. You are not half percent in God. You're a whole percent. You're a whole percent. So if you 60 and I'm 60, our 40 is, our 60 is common, our 40 uncommon. Now, my wife says sometimes it goes the other way, where you got 40-40 and 60-60. Ooh, that's working on right there. Because you got the 40 uncommon, the 40 common, but the 60 uncommon. So that 60, that's a big number. You got to work on that one, really work on that one. Then the other way, we're in 60-40. I would be 60-40 and 40-60. That's why every husband needs to realize that the sacredness a marriage union, God high priority in marriage. Remember, we are committed to what we confess. We are committed to what we confess. Mm-hmm. Men are priests. Men must minister. But as you see, ministry is far beyond preaching. Ministry is loving. See, nobody can talk about ministry as loving. Ministry is loving. You minister to your wife. You minister to your children. You know, and now if you're blending the family, it's still the same. You minister to that young man, the young lady. She had kids, you had y'all, you had minister. Same way. You know, ministry is love. But look at today. Today, perversion of moral that created philosophy that fragment marriage, home, and society. Perversion today. Today, perversion of moral had created philosophy that fragment marriage, home, and society. Some men have the attitude that the doctrine of separation of church and state means that anything religious, sacred, or spiritual should be relegated to the church worship hour. And they can do as they please the rest of the time. Wrong. Wrong. That's religion. See, God ain't looking. One thing I'm going to tell y'all, men and women, God not looking for religion. He's looking for relationship. And I tell people everywhere I go, it's relationship. Husband, want a relationship with wife. Wife want a relationship with me. Guess what? This month, Valentine. Guess what? Come on, week, it be Valentine. Well, they call this the love month. Well, I hope you love all year long. I hope you take this one day out of it to do something for your wife. I hope you're doing something all year long. You know. And men never stop ministry. It's his life. Ministry never stop ministry. It's his life. You minister when you selling a car, contractor building a computer, exec, corporate decision, everything in life is ministry. And sometimes we don't look at it that way. That's why it's a priest in the house. You're a king priest. It's misery. Oh, let me read it. But truth is, misery in the home comes first. And I can say that because we look at our school system today when they said kids not like when we came along. We had a little more discipline, plus the teacher, all of them had paddles, plus you get it when you get home, plus you get back then, you got it when you get to church, to the house of God, they knew that. But now, we don't have accountability at home. And we know that's a lot of different reasons. We got a lot of single mothers. We got a lot of men that's not there. And a lot of men don't even know how to be men. Because a lot of times, their father might not been there. You know, and their father might not know how to be men. But we got this today. We got faith here. We got a lot of young men. Day 24, we need a mentor. I say we need mentors, some young men if you're not doing. Men don't own anything. They are only stewards. Men, we don't own anything. We just steward over it. We don't own it. We just steward. We just steward over it. God made men to be a leader and a steward. God made men be a leader and a steward. Men don't own anything, but they are stewards. Mm-hmm. Health, marriage, children, land, business, the wife, love, all of these. Men are only stewards. Everything belongs to God. He gave it all to us. It is what we do with it, how we care for it, for which we must give an account. What we do with it, how we care for it, what we must give an account. Men make mistakes or sin or thinking these are possessive. The thing caused them to act independently of God. That's where all our problems begin. Adam acted independent of God, and look at us now, because he acted independent of God. Man, you don't possess wife love. You are only steward of it. It's God's gift to you. Minister to your wife. Just the two of you. Fall in love all over again. I like to say that. Fall in love all over again. Minister to her. That is the reason for your submission. Every married couple needs to have a honeymoon every 6 months. I love that when I read that. Every married couple needs to have a honeymoon every 6 months, or at least every 4 days a weekend. These long four-day weekends. We have a special time together. Y'all need a special time together. Ministers, pray for her, with her. Develop intimacy. Confess she is your wife. Minister assurance. That's love her. Take her away. Give her your undivided attention. Fall in love again periodically. Men, you don't have any option. God who called you to be the priest in your house is that priest in the house. Is that a priest in the house? You know, I hope I hit a lot of points tonight. I hit some scripture, not a whole lot. But I want you to let know we are to be the priest and king of our house. Thank you, my son, for the opportunity to minister the word. And now we have some feedback or comment.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen that's standing by on the phone lines on the network, this, you're listening to the E-Man After Show. It's Bible study tonight.
Yes.
Over here on the E-Man After Show. We've been listening to Bishop Fred Thomas. He's from the Fish Network Ministries, where, you know, he just taught us, is there a priest in the house?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So to all of you that's on the network on tonight, if you have any questions or any comments or anything you would like to for the bishop to kind of explain to you or run back by you, you can hit option one. That's number one on your phone. We'll
mm-hmm.
definitely bring you in. We've been sitting back in the cut just enjoying this teaching on tonight. He has started us out in 2024.
Yes.
And man, and Bishop, what kind of, you know, I'll ask this question because, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do when we sit around the domino table. We
mm-hmm.
want you to walk away. When you go to Revelation chapter 1, which he came from tonight, verse 5 and 6, you know, and he asked the question, is there a priest in the house? You know, and I think he dropped a few gems and nuggets to kind of teach us, to share with us what a priest look like.
Mm-hmm.
What does a married priest look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the questions I think he asked was, how many men, since we're sitting around a domino table and
mm-hmm.
we talking to men a whole lot of times over here on the E-Man After Show, is one of those signs, do you pray for your wife?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he shared a few nuggets that kind of put you in the frame of mind, you know, what I kind of got out of it. You know, a lot of times before we get saved, you know,
mm-hmm.
we just married. And we may not even see ourselves as a priest.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you come over to the fold and give your life to Christ, it gives you kind of some guidance of, you know, as a husband, being the priest and what that consists of prayer, you
mm-hmm.
know, praying for your family, praying over your wife, praying over your house.
Yes.
You know, so Bishop Fred, I would ask you this question. You know, if you was talking to a single man, because you talked a whole lot to the married men on tonight, and I'm quite sure out there on the line, it's a lot of single men, because I kind of look at it like this here. You know, you're a husband before you get married. You're a
mm-hmm.
wife before you get married. You know, you don't become a wife after you get married. You're working on all that before you get married. So that single man that's on the phone line tonight that's out there listening to you, you kind of talked about it a little bit. You talked about a single man being a priest of the community. Talk to that single man out there that's, you're saying to, you know, well, I don't live with no one, but I'm still a priest of my home. You know, help that single brother out understanding that, you know, because, you know, some single men are needy and nice, and,
mm-hmm.
and some single men are needy and clean, and they pay their bills, and, you know, how do they feel worthy of being a priest, that priesthood that the Bible talks about, that Revelation is talking about once you come over into the kingdom?
Well, my son, one thing I would say to you, same man, you are a priest of your house, even when you're single. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to make yourself available to God, you know, even if you don't know, you got
mm-hmm.
to get into him. And show you who you are. Because sometimes we don't know who we are. You have very many different talents, gifting that God has blessed you with, but you be saying you want a wife, but you, are you prepared to have a wife?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ready yourself to have a wife? A lot of people jump in marriage and they think, all this cooking, all the white picket fence and all. Oh, Lord, throw that out the window. Having a wife is a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Having a wife is a job. That's like if you got a business, you running that business. If you own a job, you in leadership. Your leadership, when you leave out the job, is to your household, is to your wife. And if you got children involved, is to them as well. So
and
you
so
got to change your mindset
mm-hmm.
and change your perspective. Because I can truly say, when the first time I got divorced, I can just say it like this. I said, I was just throwing it out. I said, Lord, I give up. This is too
mm-hmm.
hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I did. I let go. I've been forced 2 years, separated 2 years. And I said, okay,
mm-hmm.
this is up. And then when the opportunity came, a young man came to me. I was at a job training for security. I still remember 99. And he said, "It's a young lady I want you to talk to. I ain't met her. I'm gonna ask you, can I give you a number to talk to her?" Mm-hmm. And he did. That Monday night, when I talked to this young lady.
Yes.
And I have never met her. But our conversation was spiritual and natural, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for 6 hours. And I say, I ain't never talked to no woman that long. I'm telling you, brother, as long as I ever talked to a woman by an hour, and that's too long for me. But I'm just saying, from my experience, mm-hmm. to help you. But you never know. And don't close. Sometimes women close the box on some men because they're looking at how they look and mm-hmm. what they have, but they don't know what's in the box.
Yes.
And it's so always a gift.
Yes, sir. So the metaphor of the story to me, when I look at the scripture, you're basically saying, and to those of you that's listening on both networks on tonight, you know, our kingdom becomes, you know, when you talk about the scripture, our kingdom of a prince becomes our home, our mm-hmm. wives, because we there to serve them like God would have served mm-hmm. the church. You know, mm-hmm. that becomes our kingdom mm-hmm. of a priesthood.
Right.
You know, and so to those of you that's out on the network on tonight, just a simple teaching, a beautiful teaching on tonight. And so I think every married man, every single man, every married woman, a single woman, everyone has to do their own self-evaluation, you know,
mm-hmm.
and saying to themselves, am I a prince,
mm-hmm.
you know, of my home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so to know, are you a prince? You tell me, man.
Right. Right. And Bishop, I love the fact how you differentiated the priesthood, how you talked about being a priest in your marriage, being a priest in your home. But you also spoke about, which I would like to hear you speak about a little bit more. You talked about, if you're not married, being a priest in your neighborhood. Can you encourage, maybe there's a young man that's listening tonight, and maybe he's not married, but he know that he has a calling on his life, and the Lord has called him to do a work in the land. Could you give him some mm-hmm. advice on what it means to be a priest as a single man?
That's the thing with being a priest in your neighborhood. First thing is doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what young men is idolizing you or looking up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got the right thing. And you know, might not always say the right thing, but you got to come back and be more apologetic. Take the young, I'm sorry, I said it wrong, I did it wrong. You got to be a true man going to know when he wrong.
Mm-hmm.
A true priest going to know when to apologize. You be a priest in your neighborhood by being an example of righteousness, living right, thinking right, speaking right. You know, how simple that gets. People say, well, that's not easy. That's more simple than going out there sinning.
Right, right. Well, what would you say to that young man that's, you know, for me, I think a model kind of sets the tone just as well. It's what's modeled in front of them. And they see their daddy go to work. They see their daddy come home. I mean, you talked about a whole lot tonight, being married. Mm-hmm. Valentine's is coming up. But that mm-hmm. young man that's, you know, feel like, okay, you know, I'm a priest of my home because I watch my dad, and I seen him get up and go to work every day. I seen him come home and pay bills. I seen him bring them, you know, and he haven't really, really, he don't really understand his kingdom yet because he haven't stepped into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how would you talk to that young man to let him know you still a priest of, you know, you got out on your own. Your mom and daddy done taught you, you still a priest of your home, but when you come into the fold, into the body of Christ, you begin to see the spiritual part of it to where, you know, because it's a metaphor to me, getting you ready to become that kingdom man that God, you know, call you into.
Mm-hmm.
And so how would you talk to that young man?
I would talk to that young man. I said, it's somebody that you know that you see doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You watch their life. And you just say, I watch life. And you can always go and ask that person that you see doing that.
Yeah.
How did you do?
Yeah.
How did this come about?
Because right.
Every man watching you in your
mm-hmm.
neighborhood, this young man watching you in your neighborhood. You'd be surprised on your job. In your business, men watching you. But how you do that? You know, as a single man, you wanna make the right step. That's all right
mm-hmm.
if you fall sometimes. That's all right. Just get mm-hmm. up and dust yourself
mm-hmm.
off. That's
mm-hmm.
all right if you mess up. Get up and wash your mouth out like the old people say. Don't do no show. You might not.
Yeah.
Get up, dust yourself. And that's one of the things I say. Yeah, I mean, I try to encourage them to be who they are. And
right.
and I see the potential and the purpose in you. And when I see it, I say, hey, go for it. Run after the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And you run out of the money, and a lot of me run out of the money, run out that purpose. I see the purpose in you. Run out
mm-hmm.
of that.
Yeah.
Run out
of you. Yes, yes. That's beautiful.
Okay.
You know, You talked about a provider, you talked
mm-hmm.
about a protector, you know, and that's what I'm seeing. That young man is, you know, learning what to protect and how
mm-hmm.
to provide. And then he
mm-hmm.
come into his real kingdom, because I think every man got to come into their kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, my question would be, what is your kingdom, you know, as a man? But Bishop Fred Thomas, we have some people
mm-hmm.
that hit option one. The phone lines are lit up tonight. You ladies and gentlemen that's on the phone line
mm-hmm.
on tonight, that's on the network on tonight. This is the E-Man After Show. This is Bible Study 2024. We're starting the year off, and we're just peacock proud and high and happy to have this great man of God over there from the Fish Network Ministries, Integrating Souls to Heaven. You know, Fellowship of Integrating Souls to Heaven, right, man?
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank you, Bishop Thomas, but you want to take a few phone calls tonight, sir? Let's bring this call in. Last four numbers, 7086. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
This is Gerald Shedd, Man G. Shedd.
Hello, Mr. Shedd. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Just want to praise God and thank the bishop for that great teaching.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you.
Sir?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, he covered a lot of stuff that I have really enjoyed the show. This is my first time being listening in, so
mm-hmm.
I just want to say thank the bishop and thank yourself, Amen.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for listening on tonight. encourage your heart, huh?
Yeah, really did. I have really enjoyed it, man, because... Of course,
mm-hmm.
I'm like 62. I'm about the oldest bishop, man. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like single, too, though. You know, so we have to be responsible.
Okay.
And like he said, we're created as vice insurance caretakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Automatically, we have to always maintain that role as a caretaker to be provided in kindness or whatever, right? Like Pastor was saying, it doesn't make any difference how much money who makes, right? A bond
mm-hmm.
is a bond, but you have to know how to be a husband. You have to know
mm-hmm.
how to be a king. You have to know how to be a priest, right?
Right.
And that's something we have to learn
mm-hmm.
for the young men.
That's beautiful. Well, Bishop, we have a caller on. He enjoying it tonight. This is Gerald Shedd. That's your name, Gerald?
Yes, sir. Hello, Bishop. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Mr. Gerald. How you doing today?
I'm doing good up here in Dallas, Texas. Where you at up there in Tennessee? Where you at?
Plano, Texas.
You in Plano?
In Plano. Down the street.
Okay, that's great. I might get... You got the church out there?
Well, we have a ministry. We don't have church yet.
Well, Mr. Shear, what we'll do is we'll make sure you get all the ministry information where you can follow them and be a part of this great teaching, because all this Bible study teaching is for you guys, like just listening tonight on the net. We have people listening on the network and they decide to call in just like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because they are looking for, you know, these kinds of teaching. And what we'll do, you know, I have your number, sir, and I'll make sure you get all they, you know, they ministry information, because, you know, it's these kind of simple teachings that, you know, we need in this hour. You don't never know who God is speaking to.
That's right.
Well, man, we want, man of God, we want to thank you for calling in on tonight. We want to appreciate
you. Thank you so much, Amen, because, you know, it's just important that, you know, Bible study. Everybody that's on this call knew it was Bible study tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we got what we did, man. So I'm just saying thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sir.
And good night.
All right. Have a blessed one. Bye now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank that caller for calling in. Let's just go right down the line. We have someone else calling in, 7692. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Hello, good evening. This is Dr. Tamara Thomas.
Oh,
God bless
you. I'm sorry. I don't know. It don't get names. Just numbers.
Good evening, Jesus.
We don't know nobody's number, right?
Right.
Dr. Thomas, hello there. How are you?
Hello. Praise God for the show tonight. It's a wonderful, wonderful show. Great teaching.
Yes.
My husband, I just, you know, I love to hear him speak to the men of God, because
mm-hmm.
he truly lives what he preaches
mm-hmm.
to the men, and he speaks out of experience. I just got a couple of things I wanted. I was over here just about to scream. with excitement, but one of the things I wanted to say, you guys were talking about, you know, my husband said, is there a priest in the home? And you were asking about a prince and what is your kingdom? And I just wanted to add to that, you know, that was a great question, because first you got to decide what kingdom you're going to be in,
mm-hmm.
because we're talking about the kingdom of God, and God established kingdom. And so the mm-hmm. only right way to do kingdom and to
mm-hmm.
be a priest and to be a prince mm-hmm. is to do it the way that God ordained
yes.
it, because he is the one who set it into motion. He's the one that established it, and he's the one that created you. So if you want to do it right, and if you want to stand in your full authority, then you're going to have to go to the creator, and you
yes.
have to be a part of that kingdom, and then learn from him what it is that you're to do, you know. And just in a quick example, you know, King Charles and Prince Harry, Prince William,
yes.
all of them, they can come over to America and then try to be king and princes over here, because
mm-hmm.
we don't have that type
right.
of establishment in America. They
right.
have to be established as king and prince in the area in which they live and what has been established for them. And so I'm saying that to say, you can't decide to be a priest and a king in the world, you know, and do it the way you want to do it
right.
and think that it's going to work, because God is the one who established the institution of marriage and the institution really of being a man. So
mm-hmm.
when you're single and married, you know, you really have to find out, get in the Word, give your life over to God and find out what it is that God has established you as, and then you can operate in kingdomship. And the last thing I want to say is to the women, I mean, I have really been blessed by the Word tonight, and I hope every woman on the line has too, because we have a responsibility in this as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to go into that, because I'll start teaching in that. But
I told y'all this is a tag.
I just want to encourage the women,
mm-hmm.
whether single
right.
or married, to know that you have responsibility in this as well. And so you got to get in the kingdom as well and
right.
find out what your role is, you know,
yes.
and how we're to build and encourage and uplift our men to be all that God has called them to be, as well as being that woman and queen and, you know, princess that God has called us to be. So anyway, God bless you all. I enjoyed
God
the call
you.
Tonight. It was very, very good, and so glad I could be a part of it tonight.
Well, just before you go, doctor, ladies and gentlemen, this is the wife of Bishop Fred Thomas. I told y'all they was a dynamic duo.
They are.
we had a young man. He's interested in the ministry. Can you give us all of that information or how you guys can get contact? Go right ahead.
Absolutely. Our website is myfishnetwork.com. Myfishnetwork.com. And you can also call the ministry at 469-825-4995. We are an apostolic evangelistic ministry, and so we're not having services on Sundays at this particular time, although we have throughout the years. We're focusing now on the world, evangelizing the world. And so we have people who are part of our ministry all over the U.S. and in other nations as well. And so you can find out more about our ministry, myfishnetwork.com, on the Internet, and give us a call.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Dr. Thomas. Thank you for chiming in on tonight, the phone line. Listen, those of you that's on the phone line, if you have any questions, you can hit number one on your phone. We'll definitely bring you into the conversation. Dr. Thomas and Bishop Thomas, and to all of you that's on the network, we're starting the year out right.
We are.
The question tonight on the floor, is there a priest in the house? Sha-ta-ta. Yeah, it's a priest. I'm the priest of my house.
That's right. You are. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we got a lot out of that tonight. So many gems and nuggets dropped from this man of God on tonight. And so thank you guys for listening. Mandy?
Yes, thank you guys so much for listening. So while we have Dr. Thomas on the line, Bishop Fred Thomas, he said something in his message which I thought was very penetrating. Mm-hmm. He stated when you are a married couple, you have to be the married couple in the living room, kitchen, and bedroom, right? Dr. Thomas, can you expound on that a little for us?
I can absolutely expound on it. What my understanding, I'm not sure what he was talking about because I don't know where he was coming from in his message, but I can tell you this. I believe that what he was talking about is that, you know, you got to be who you are in your marriage at all times. You got to be real. You got to be, you can be that husband in the bedroom, and we all know what that means.
Right.
How are you in the living room? How are you talking to me in that space? How are you when we have guests over? What are you doing when, you know, on our off time? What about in the kitchen? You know, sometimes you need help cleaning the kitchen. Sometimes you need help cooking the food, you know.
Right.
So you're a man and a married couple. You're wherever you are. We as women, the Bible tells us that we are to live for our husband as the church lives for Christ. But it also says the man is to love his wife like Christ loves the church. So that means that we both have a part to play and that we're helpers one to another. We lift each other up no matter where we are. We encourage each other no matter where we are. You know, and our disagreements are left in our private space, in our private time, not as in the as a show to the world, you know. You see a lot of times married couples, they disagree and they don't know, you know, that you are the representation of Christ and the church. So therefore, you may be arguing in the streets, arguing in the kitchen, arguing on the job, arguing wherever, you know.
Right.
But we are to represent Christ in the church, and that's what I meant when I said you got to figure out what kingdom you're going to be in first.
Right.
In order to be that true priest, you know, you gotta figure that out. But yeah, so wherever you are, whatever room you playing, what you playing in today or this moment or residing in, you gotta still be that same loving, caring, supportive mate that you are even in those intimate times, you know, in the bedroom.
And you know what I got out of that, because he did talk about help meet, M-E-E-T. I think we both become help meet. You know, we helping one another. That's kind of what I was getting out of what he was saying. And She explained, yeah. You explained it so elegant and so well. So.
Well, my mind, I loved mm-hmm. it. I thought about, and Dr. Thomas, she actually hit on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You said it, you meant help meets, but she talked about basically two-part, you know.
Right, right.
The wife may cook. The husband, he may help out with washing the dishes,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
The living room, how's your conversations in the living room,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I thought that was very good, Bishop Fred. I thought that was very good to add in. And also a question for Bishop Fred.
Yes.
I know we don't have much time. We're coming. Thank you, Dr. Thomas.
Thank you, Dr. Thomas.
I'm sorry about that. Thank you. Okay. So, Bishop Fred,
uh-huh.
you talked about maturity, and you talked about with age how we see things differently and how our intellect change. I'll let you expound on it, but it's safe to say even in the area of you know, where we see ourselves, as Dr. Thomas, you know, explained tonight, you know, picking a side. So as we see ourselves, or a man or whomever see themselves as a priest, right, in the kingdom of God, can you walk us through some changes that they would face starting from, early stages?
Well, I mean, early stages, you know, when you're young, you're going to have everything come to from that teenage all the way down by 19 to babies. You're going to have things coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say this because of time is that each time you get to another age, you should be learning and you should be progressing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you digress in something, progress in other things. So especially as you get older and you look back on your life and you say, well, and sometimes we get hard on saying, I didn't get to accomplish this when I accomplished this. I didn't get to accomplish this. And then you look at back on your life when you got that certain age, some things you want to do sometimes might not meant for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I was a child, I speak as a child. When I got old, I speak as a maturity. So I say today with a lot of our older people trying to be their children, friends, and be young,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to be young. Be the age that you are and mature as you go along. Because the older you get, them bones, I keep hearing people in fifth, them bones get to hurting. You hit 60 and 70, them bones
mm-hmm.
get to hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we learn at every age, every step, and each
mm-hmm.
time we come to bracket, it should be more that, okay, I need this more now than I did back then. I need this, you know, it don't need to get upset over everything. You know, you know, when you look at the world situation, people
mm-hmm.
get upset over politics. They get upset over this. For what? You know, just be stressed. We stress ourselves out on a whole lot of stuff. They don't need to be stressed out.
Right.
And me, I know God always say, you know, we stress ourselves over the bills. But God, if you trust the word of God, he said, I'm going to supply your needs according to
mm-hmm.
my riches and glory.
Yes.
But stressing out over a job, stressing out over the situation, it's not worth it. You'll put yourself
mm-hmm.
in the hospital. You know, it's not worth it. So learning as you go, if you haven't started now.
Right.
That, you know, I really need this, weigh it out. Even the Bible says, weigh the matter.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing you need before you leave this earth, you need to have a relationship with the Lord.
That's right.
That's you need.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them, you got to weigh it out. Do you really need this? And a lot of times we got young people today, they need this, and this, even this 20-something century. But you really don't. You need peace
right.
of mind. You need joy. You need yourself to help you on everyday life.
Uh-huh.
You don't need all bling every day, because that's not what it's going to get you in the kingdom. I don't care, I said earlier, I don't care how much money you have, how much big house you got, little house you got, busy car, inexpensive car,
mm-hmm.
clothes, expensive. When you leave the world, you ain't taking none with you. None,
right.
nada.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't taking none.
So, right.
Like the old people said, it's only what you do for Christ will last. What you doing for Christ? And something you said to this, I was saying to the singer earlier, think about in single men. Is that a widow? My older woman, you can help in that community. They need help. Somebody older, you can help her. A single mother, I ain't talking about go dating. She might need help with her son. And you might be a good guy, and you try to find your way. But this young guy need a little guidance. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all can make a difference in every neighborhood, every single.
That's right.
Right.
We can make a difference.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, me as a period, not just Bible, but race, we come together.
Mm-hmm.
We are strong because God created all of us different, but they ain't came together because they lack the divisiveness of our enemy don't want men to come together.
Oh, yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
you know,
on the phone lines on tonight, we are talking to Bishop Free. Bishop, we got like 9 minutes. We got to get ready to wrap this show up. Man,
yes,
we want to thank you for, you know, pouring your heart out on tonight. Want to thank all of you that's, you know, they sit there and listen on the phone line. The network is lit up. We want to thank you guys for joining us over there on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com and We Talk Radio Network. This is our first Bible study for the year. We get kicked off. Join us next month. What is next month? What is this? February, March? The next Bible study will be the first Sunday of March. So come back. We'll have another great teacher. We want to thank Bishop Freya Thomas. You know, the question out on the floor tonight, is there a priest in the house?
Is there a priest in the house?
So beautiful. Well, Bishop Fred, you might have had someone listening on the phone lines on tonight or someone listening out on the network. If you want to do any shout-outs right now, sir, and to those that you had listed, you can take this time. We had your beautiful wife on. She shared with us on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to thank you guys. And thank you all both for being courageous and bold enough to accept this call and to do what God is calling you guys to do.
Amen.
And Bishop, with this 8 minutes left after you do the shout-outs, just pray us out on tonight, sir. We would definitely appreciate it. Go right ahead.
Thank everybody who came on tonight and those my people who came on. Thank you. We thank God for his word. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for this network.
Yeah.
As you grow it, build it, sustain it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this couple, Lord, that you got to do great export today, this year with them. New doors, new opportunities are going to open. We thank you for that.
Yes.
Money coming the West, the North, and the South.
Oh,
yeah. To do city, to be about the kingdom business. And Lord, we just thank you for every person on the line that heard your word, that in obedience to your word, that they were operating in it and see the blessing that going to come from it. In the name of Jesus, bless every soul. Lord, married, unmarried, single, to see who God is in their life and just tell them, let them get ready for 24, just get started. Let them get ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
God wants to do with them and through them and for them in the name of Jesus.
In
we thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance if that need be. And we thank you, Lord, for this network. Bless everyone, Lord, and we give you all the glory until we meet again. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Bless every house tonight. Let it be safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Bishop Fred, thank you, sir. Once again, we appreciate you. Get you some rest, get you some water, and we just pray restoration right back into you. You are poured out on tonight. May the Lord God restore you and keep you. May his face shine on you and be gracious unto you on tonight. And so we thank you, sir.
Yes.
And so we're going to get ready to wrap this show up. Bishop Fred, we appreciate it, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Good night, sir.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Bishop Freya Thomas from the Fish Network. He shared his heart out with us on tonight. We want to thank him for coming on. And the question out on the floor to the men and to the women, you know, it's a two-part. Is there a priest in the house? You know? And so he came from Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 through 6. You know, in your lot of time this week, go back and, you know, just get in that text and read that text, because all this Bible study is to provoke people to get back into the Bible. We call it back to the Bible. you know, where people just get back into the Word of God or where they start studying and understanding and letting God speak to their heart in such a way as he always do. But man, it has been another great episode on the E-Man After Show. All of you that's listening over there on We Talk Radio Network and Southern Soul, come back next Sunday night. We have a great show for you all next Sunday night. We'll do it again around the domino table and getting ready to wrap this show up. It's been a blessed and productive day. We wind down. So as you lay down to sleep tonight, you got that word in your psyche. So may God bless you real good, those of you are listening out there. And so I'm just going to leave you with my thoughts for tonight.
Okay.
We call it the E-Man thought. And it's simply just this. Sometimes God will kill the connection so that the connection doesn't kill you.
Amen.
It's just that simple.
Amen to that.
That's the E-Man thoughts for tonight. You know, ponder on this week. It's that simple. Sometimes God kills the connection so that the connection doesn't kill you. I can't even preach that. Ladies and gentlemen, until we meet again next Sunday night, have a blessed and productive week. And so, Manda, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, be blessed, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.